This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been reporting on the pandemic and crops. Last week, we heard about growers in the Pacific Northwest trying to safeguard field workers. Today to France, where many people normally come from Morocco and other locations at harvest time, but the borders are closed there now. Now the appeal is for city folk to come into the fields. John Lawrenson reports from Paris.
Sabrina Riera on a stepladder, thinning out the peaches on the branches on a farm called the Cabernas near Arles in the south of France. She leaves the three or four biggest fruit and throws out the others. Riera is a hairdresser. Her salon in a nearby town has been closed for the lockdown. She was stuck at home. 3 weeks ago, she answered the farmer's call for help and is now earning the $11 an hour minimum wage as a farm labourer.
I've been able to benefit from working in the sunshine, in the countryside, discover a new job and meet new people. It has been a really nice experience.
Riera is one of 16 seasonal workers hired to replace the 18 Moroccans who come here normally. Patrice Volpion runs the Cabernas estate, a 220-acre farm producing some 1,500 tons of peaches, nectarines and apricots a year.
They've been working with us for 10 days now, and although it's not perfect, they're a bit slower than those who usually do this work. It is acceptable.
Social distancing rules apply to these workers. To keep them safe, the employers have gotten rid of the shuttle bus that would otherwise take them onto the fields. Now they walk. They work spaced out, and everyone puts on masks when they need to talk to each other. If the fruit is not going to rot on the trees this year, it's thanks to a campaign launched by the main farmers' union called Hands to Put Food on the Table. Stéphanie Pratt is the director of the French National Fruit Growers Federation.
There's been a huge citizens' mobilization. It's been crazy. The telephone hasn't stopped ringing. We have 300,000 applicants for 70,000 places. All sorts of people. Builders, chefs, waiters, waitresses. People who were confined at home and wanted to help and keep busy.
Back on the farm, owner Patrice Vulpion says the toughest part is still to come.
The picking starts at the beginning of June. If people pick too green or too ripe, you can jeopardize a whole crop. And it'll be hotter. The temperatures last year rose above 100.
Vulpion's biggest worry now is that these workers will start disappearing because the lockdown has been partially lifted and people are starting to return to their regular jobs. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.